fixing to read my scripture. But the Pentecostal people, they used to try to get this old flesh perfected. Hey, man, you don't perfect this flesh. It's an inner man. How many knows that? Paul said there in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians that even at the time of our rapture, when we're changed, he said, this old vile body. Amen. And this old corruptible, this corruptible must put on incorruption. And that's 2 seconds before we're changed, say. Amen. It has to be that inward man. That's what's right, say. Amen. So they wrote Paul that's having trouble in church there, everybody talking in tongues, and everybody prophesying, and everybody doing this, and they didn't know what to do. So Paul laid down some instruction, and it was a good attempt. I could say, good try, Paul. Amen. See, we'd say nice try, what they say nowadays, nice try. Amen. But God was looking on down the road, and he wasn't telling everything, Paul everything. He knew this thing would go 2,000 years before it ever, the rapture ever took place. Amen. So, let's just read here in the Corinthian church. Paul, now notice my title about Paul. He's trying to micromanage the church. Amen. The bride. Amen. Paul's futile attempt to micromanage the church, the bride. Amen. It was a futile attempt, and you cannot micromanage it now. You have to say, Lord, we're here in the name of the Lord. You lead us, you guide us, you teach us. We don't know the way, but you do. Amen. Is that right? Praise God. I believe it's time for God's people to be led by the Spirit of God. And it got to the place, them that could prophesy, Paul had to tell them who could prophesy and who couldn't. Now that's, when you get there, you've took it out of the hand of God. How many will say amen? Amen. So here, let's read some in the Word. Paul says, I'll begin at verse 1 of 1 Corinthians chapter 14. It says, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. Amen. I want you to notice that he's not condemning the gifts, but you'll think he is as we read a little further down. But he's trying to micromanage it, tell you how to do it, how to operate them. Amen. Only the Holy Ghost can do that. Christ can do that. Paul says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. But he that prophesies speaketh unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. I want you to know what he said the prophecy was for here. He said it was for edification, exhortation, and comfort. He didn't say it was to foretell anything, say. Amen. Sometimes a prophecy come forth, even the New Testament, when the New Testament prophet prophesied, amen, it can be just to edify you. It can be just to comfort you. Or it can be just to exhort you to continue on, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Say, amen. So he goes on here. He says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesies edify the church. See, they're asking how should this all be done. So he's beginning to explain it. He said, I would that y'all speak with tongue, but rather that you prophesy. For greater is he that prophesied than he that speaketh in tongue, except he interpret, that the church may be edified. Now, brethren, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what shall profit you, except I speak to you either by revelation, or by knowledge, or by prophesying, or by doctrine? In other words, he's saying here, see what they have? They come together and talk in tongues, prophesy, all these things, and Paul began to try to micromanage it. Amen. So he kind of done like Brother Branham. He just put some brakes on it. And Brother Branham weren't going to deal with who could and who couldn't. He said, get back in the room, come early, and we can have our service out here. Amen. And that's the best man could do until Jesus Christ comes and takes over. Amen. Begin to lead us by His Spirit, which He has come. He gives us back the little book in Revelation chapter 10, verses 8 through 11. We begin to eat from the little book. We get the mind of Christ. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. We have the mind of Christ, see. So Paul began to tell them, you can do this, you can do that, you can do this. Amen. Trying to manage them. But it was just a futile attempt to do so. Hallelujah. And we can't do it today, see. But one thing he got here, he began to tell them about tongues. Verse 7, even things without life-giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sound, how shall it be known what is piped or harped? In other words, you folks coming in here sitting talking in tongues, what Paul is saying, it don't amount to a hill of beans unless you tell them what's said. Amen. You might get blessed yourself. You might get it. It might make you feel good. But one place there, he said, let them keep silent. Cut that volume way down so nobody ain't going to hear it but you and the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So the Pentecostal people went wild. Amen. And they lost all sense of direction. That's the way they did in Paul's day. So he had to begin to tell them who could speak in tongues, when they could speak in tongues, and all this in order to have a service there, in order to honor God. Hallelujah. He tried to it was his futile attempt to micromanage, amen, the bride of Jesus Christ, the church there, amen, and he totally failed in managing it because it fell away and went on to the dark ages, but that was God's will for him to do it. Amen. Just like it was the will of God in the Garden of Eden to take place, just what took place. Amen. But all things gonna work out for the glory of God when God's time comes. Amen. God gave Adam and Eve a law to bring forth children into the world, to bring, have eternal life. Amen. But Eve couldn't wait. How many remember the story? Unlike Eve, we waited for the voice of authorization. Hallelujah. Amen. God set this in, but Paul, they got the aggravating Paul. Paul, what can we do? This and talking in tongues. This and prophesying. That, what can we do? So Paul had to write down and give them some instruction to try to micromanage what would do. Amen. Rather than praying, fasting, seeking God. Amen. But God knew it would go that way because the church had to fall, see. Amen. How many know that? Amen. So we'll go on here. He's saying what would it talk like, for if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall be able to prepare himself for battle? In other words, he's talking about tongues, talking what prophet. If you get out here and blow a trumpet, now he's having reference here to in the Old Testament, where the priest would sound the trumpet to gather the people together, sound the trumpet, different sounds for to get them together, just like those old cavalry horses. I like to watch those old cavalry horses where that trumpeter, amen, he'll blow and them horses begin to run. They know, even the horses know the sound. Amen, when that trumpeter begin to sound. I read the story about one general there. He needed someone to beat the drums there. And he'd get them all and beat the drums out, beat them out, each one. And one young man come get the job, and he beat out all of this. And the general there says, son, you didn't beat out the beat of retreat. He said, oh, that's one I never did learn. He said, you got the job. Amen, we're not in this to retreat. We're full speed straight ahead. What was that fellow said about them torpedoes? When they're shooting torpedoes over the ship, he said, full speed straight ahead. Amen. And I'll tell you, that's why it is for the church. Full speed ahead. Amen. Yeah, we're going on to that God's ordained us to be, which brings forth the resurrected dead and a rapture on to perfection. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that trumpet, if somebody just got out and blow a trumpet, them horses wouldn't know whether to stand or run or buck the rider off or what. And that's about like these Pentecostals, some of them, and not only that, some of them just want to come to church speaking. He even had to tell them how many could preach in a service. Everybody there got so they would preach. Amen. They had 14 preachers there, then 14 preacher priests. They call that open pulpit. All of them come sit on the platform or sit around. Everyone can't wait to hit the floor. When one get through, another hit the floor. One hit, get through, another hit the floor. He had to even put a limit on that. Amen. That was a good thing right there. Amen. Glory to God. Say, you folks here, don't... Amen. And how many could speak in tongues? He said two or at the most three, and not even do that unless there's an interpreter there to interpret it. That don't sound like the Pentecostal church that we've been to in our time, does it? Amen. Where they come around about half a dozen talking in tongues, rolling in the floor, and don't make a bit of sin. Amen. That shows ignorance first class. Come on. So that's what Paul was telling them here. Paul was telling them, said, what if a trumpet blower get out here and just start blowing? Nobody's going to know how to prepare. Amen. Says, let me read that scripture about many things giving sound. That's verse 7. Even the things without life giving sound, whether the pipe, the harp, except they give a distinction in the sound, how shall it be known what is harp to pipe? How are you going to know what's going on? Somebody sitting there talking in tongues like pouring dried peas on a dry cowhide. Blah, 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 you know. Amen? Come on. Amen. I'll tell you, God is lining us up, giving us some Holy Ghost sense, giving us maturity. Glory to God. We don't have to micromanage this. The Holy Ghost will. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Praise God. So Paul got these Corinthians. These were heathen. Just got converted. And they got the Holy Ghost. And they saw people talking tongues. And the Pentecostal, you say you ain't got unless you talk in tongues. First when I come in years ago, I went to the altar and I'd pray. And they'd come shake me and beat me. And say, they'd say glory, glory, glory as fast as you can. I didn't know no better. Just ignorant like they were. You know, didn't have no more sense than they did. So I'd get saying, glory, 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 and get saying, faster, 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 glory, 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 glory. Oh, you got it now. You talked in tongues. Amen. But what did I get? Amen. Well, if I got anything, it'd probably been a dose to their ignorance. Amen. Amen. It had nothing to do with the Holy Ghost. I tell you, you can't manage this, how God's going to give somebody the Holy Ghost, how God's going to give somebody a blessing, and you say you got to do it this way, you got to do it that way, you got to do it. No, you got to obey God. Let the Holy Ghost lead you and guide you. The Word of God said He'll lead us and guide us into all truth. Amen. Is that right? Amen. Praise God. God's doing something today. He's moving by His Spirit. He's producing a ministry. Amen. He's producing the church, and that ministry and the church has come together and they're one, say. Amen. And the minister don't have to get up and tell the church everything, this, that, and the other. Amen. I got something over here. I'm going to read you a little bit how they do in the Middle East there. Where the women, a lot of times, they can't say anything. There's one place over there where a woman's got to walk 6 foot behind the man. I want my wife to walk by my side. Amen, amen, amen. Can you say amen? I was over in Africa talking about, put the women on one side, set them over here. The men over here and on the platform. I said, why do you put the women over there? I said, I tell you, why don't you let men and women sit together and so on like this? And then, at this particular place, they would do like if a man wanted to get married, and this other man over here had a daughter, he would take and trade a cow for the lady, and then this young man would take the cow and trade for him a wife too, you know, and trade out and back like that. And I was talking to one of the preachers about it, and I said, well, why do you want to do that? Maybe we could tell him. He said, I'll tell you something, Ben. He said, if you're going to change Africa, you've got your work cut out for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's a lot of people got a lot of custom. Amen. But we're here at the end time. And God give us leadership. He's give us the Holy Ghost. He's give us a ministry. He's given some people that's got some Holy Ghost sense. Some that love the Word of God with all their heart. Some that want to do what's right. Hallelujah. Amen. Is that right? Let me get on down here. None got that in Word of Trumpet. Give uncertain sound. Verse 9. Likewise, except you utter by tongues words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For ye shall speak into the air. I can't hear what you're saying. Amen. Just talking into the air. Yeah, 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 yeah. Amen. Praise God. There is a gift of tongues, and God can talk in tongues, give you the gift of tongues. Amen. But if He does, He says it's for the edifying of the church. Not to make you look ridiculous and make you go crazy or anything like that. If He does, it'll edify and bless and lift up the church. Amen. You'll lead church saying, it's been a blessing. Hallelujah. You don't lead church the way, well, I've done pretty good. That fellow laid down on the floor and talked in tongues. We used to have someone come to church here several years ago. You had to keep talking real fast. Because if you stopped talking when this certain fellow here, he'd hit the floor. I got a little testimony here. And he gets started preaching a little and testifying a little, talking in tongues, wind up rolling around in the floor, slobbering. Amen. Then I says, I tell you, I didn't mean to do that, but the Holy Ghost got all over me and I couldn't help it. Well, I said, some kind of ghost might have got a hold of him. I think it was a ghost of ignorance. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. God's moving by His Holy Spirit to, so that we can have a place to come to church. Amen. Paul talked about, hey, you folks need to fix this word to be decent and in order. He tried to tell them this and tried to tell them that. Amen. But God knew it was going to fall away. You can't micromanage this. Hallelujah. All of our attempts will be at the best futile. Amen. We come in the house of God and say, Lord, You move us, You lead us, You guide us. Amen. All right. All right. Let me read a little further here. It may be many kinds of sounds and voices in the world, and none of them is without significance. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, how shall I say unto him that speaketh, or I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, he that speaketh shall be to me a barbarian. In other words, ignoramus, we'd say. Amen. Somebody come up to me talking in tongues. I was riding down the road with a man, and he's already gone to be with the Lord now. Been passed away a few years, but God have mercy on him, see. And I trust that He did, because he back in those days, the truth wasn't revealed. He said, I got the Holy Ghost. I said, well, praise God. I'm glad. He said, I can talk in tongues like one thing. I said, okay. He said, you want to hear me? I said, well, that's up to you. He said, let me show you how I talk in tongues. He started, yeah, 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 yeah. So see, I can do it anytime I want to because I got the Holy Ghost. I said, thank you, brother. Amen. Moved on to something else. I done saw enough of that and had enough of that conversation. Praise the Lord. Well, he's talking here, there'll be a barbarian to you and you'll be a barbarian. Barbarian. I say a barbarian, that may be what. Amen. Other words, ignoramus. Amen. Praise God. I know when I was over in the Philippines, out in the islands, I wanted to hear somebody talk a few words of English so bad. My interpreter, he could interpret, he could talk to me some too. But everybody, for 3 weeks, three solid weeks, all I heard was this other, you know. And we got on the bus going somewhere and they had a little screen up, had a movie on there. I said, well, maybe I can get some relaxation now because it was in English. And it, on the bottom is writing down, is a scroller, tell why it was in Philippines. Well, they're sitting behind me, a couple of guys and a woman. She's interpreting for them. I mean, I was never so high to grab my head, felt like going to explode. Never was so glad to get off a bus. Amen. Well, he said, you'll sound like a barbarian. And to me, you'll be a barbarian, and I'll be a barbarian to you if you don't understand the thing that's going on. Well, that's the way a lot of Pentecostals are. Amen. They act like I better not try to say that word again because I'm getting off court. Amen. All right, let me go ahead because I got some other things I want to get here. It says, even so ye, far as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, and that's good to be zealous, but you got to keep it in line. He said, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. Amen. That's what you want. Lord, make me a blessing to the church. Lord, make me a blessing to your people. Lord, just help me to bless somebody. Don't come to church. Lord, give me the gift of tongue. Lord, give me the gift of prophecy. Lord, let me see a ball of fire. Lord, let me feel tingling in my feet. Amen. No, he said, seek that you may edify the church. You come to bless, that's why I come. I come to bless you and you come to bless me. Amen. I don't come to show you how good I can talk in tongues or how good I can preach. I just hope that the Holy Ghost anoint what I say, that it goes right to your heart and be a blessing to you. Amen. Alright. He goes ahead here and say, wherefore let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. Amen. Ain't going to do you no good to speak in tongues if you don't interpret. It bless you, but nobody else. It might aggravate other people because they can't hear nothing else around you. Amen. And some people, if they speak in tongues, they got to turn the volume up at 4,000 decibels. Whatever that is. Amen. Because they want everybody in the church to hear them. Amen. They think God can't hear them unless they talk real loud. And I've been all down those roads, see. Been through all that. And a lot of times people say, well, don't say I'm getting somebody talking in tongues. You may blaspheme. Amen. Well, you go according to the Word. The tongues ain't given to aggravate people. How many knows it? Amen. Tongues give it to be a blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. If somebody fooling around in their ignorance, you ain't going to blaspheme. Paul told them exactly when they could and when not to, and he said, if you ain't got an interpreter, just cut the volume down and shut up. Amen. Somebody said, I wouldn't say that. I'd be afraid I'd blaspheme. Well, you might blaspheme your thoughts more than you would what you say. If you're saying that fella, he ain't got a lick of sense that we should shut up, or that sister, she aggravates me to death. Look at her up there, you know, like that. No. Amen. The Holy Ghost has come and took over the church. Jesus Christ has come. Amen. He baptized you into the body. Amen. Paul tried to micromanage you outside the body of Christ. Amen. God done give him a revelation that one day we'd be baptized into the body and we'd be led by the Spirit. But these loose leaves running around everywhere, running wild. Paul, he worried himself to death trying to get this thing micromanaged. His best attempts, futile attempts to micromanage the church. Amen. The Christ himself will come and lead and guide. Hallelujah. How many knows him? Hurry, Ben. Okay. All right. Amen. Let the gifts be for the edifying church. Let him that speak in tongue pray they may interpret. Now, verse 14. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. So if you're going to pray in the unknown tongues, just pray to yourself. Amen. Because your understanding is unfruitful anyway. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Cut them volumes down a little bit. Lord, have mercy. God ain't dead. Amen. All right. Verse 13 says, what is it then? If I pray with the Spirit, I will I will pray with the understanding also. I will pray when... What then? I will pray with the spirit. I will pray with understanding. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with understanding. Else, when thou bless, thou shalt bless with the spirit. How shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understands not what thou sayest? Amen. If I ask you to ask the blessing, or pray, dismiss us, or pray for certain, you say, okay, let me do it then. When am I going to say amen? That's what Paul's saying. How am I going to say amen? Amen, if you, with this kind of foolishness. Amen. I believe in tongues. I believe in the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. But I believe what we've seen more in the Pentecostal moves, more foolishness than there is power of God. Can you say amen? Amen. All right. He goes on and say this. Verse 17. For thou verily givest thanks well, but the others is not edified. In other words, you might have got a blessing out of yourself. I thank my God I speak tongues more than y'all, yet in the church. I'd rather speak five words with my understanding that by my voice I might teach others also than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. How many of you heard that now? Amen. If I get up here and preach to you 30 minutes in an unknown tongue, why have it profited you? Nothing. Amen. I know a young man here in the county. He came by and stopped one day and said, talking about certain preachers. I turned him on the radio. So I tell you, he really blessed me. So he talked in tongues there. He had about a 30-minute program. He said he talked in tongues nearly all the way through the program. I'm telling you, he had the power of God on him. Yeah? Well, I tell you, he can keep it far as I'm concerned. If that's all he got to do, get up on the radio and talk in tongues for 30 minutes, he might as well be off the radio. Can you say amen? Praise God. I know this is this here is something that God has to regulate. Now, Brother Brown tried to regulate it. He said, get back in the rooms and go ahead and talk in tongues and do all this, that, and the other. Amen. Well, that if God does something for you, it ain't to be done in the room. It'll be out here, but it'll be something. I've been in places where God spoke through somebody in prophecy of tongue. When God does that, He'll put His Spirit on the congregation. I've seen this, everything gets so silent you could almost hear the pin drop. And then here come tongues and interpretation. Amen. And it come to pass what's said. Amen. All right, and then he goes on here and say, verse 20, brethren, be not children ununderstanding. In other words, grow up a little bit. Howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. In the law is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people, and yet for all that they will not hear me, saith the Lord. Wherefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying service not for them that believe not, but to them which believe. Now Paul's trying to make commands. He's telling them when to do it and how to do it and what it's for and all that. Amen. And he winds up telling you, unless there's an interpreter, just keep your mouth shut. Amen. Amen. What good is you going to be to jump up and start talking in tongues? Amen. He said if you talk in tongues, pray that you can interpret it. Now, God's able to give interpretation. We were over in Africa, and that young lady came up to the car, and I'd tired, been in a lot of meetings and so on, and the lady came up. She couldn't speak a word of English. She walked up and words started coming out of her mouth. She didn't know what was said. But me and Barbara, she'll bear witness that we understood perfect. Thou art a servant of Almighty God sent unto us. Brother Enoch asked her later when we told him about it. he said, asked her, "Can you speak English?" She said, "No, I can't speak English." Said, "What did you say to the visitors when you went up to the car?" She said, "I don't know. I just went up to the car and words started coming out of me. I didn't understand that kind of language." Amen. But we understood it perfectly. On the day of Pentecost, those that spoke in tongues, amen, the people that was gathered, they heard and understood every word of it. How many knows that? They heard them speak in their own tongue and in their own language. We heard it speak in our own tongue, in our own language, even though to her it was tongues. See, God can use tongues. That is a gift of tongues. God can use it. But people, they so misuse these things of God, and they get to the place where they think saying jabbering something is talking in tongues. Amen. Well, there's a lot of people I've been. If you've been where I've been, you could hear jabbering so long, you'd like to hear something you could understand. Amen. Okay, verse 23. If therefore the whole church be come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, they will say that you are mad. Better interpret, you are crazy. Amen. Suppose somebody walk in back here and everybody here sitting here talking in tongues. They'll stand back there and we'll maybe wait a few minutes and say, "I'm getting out of here. Them people are crazy." Amen. Is that right? That's what it means, mad. You're mad. Woo! Amen. But that's Pentecost, modern day Pentecostalism for you. Praise God. And Paul tried to micromanage it, and it was a futile attempt on his part to try to do it. Amen. Because it weren't time for God to come and baptize us into the body, give us His mind, bring back the little book, and we're eating. That's the reason we can keep things straight in this day. Amen. We've come through that period. What God gave Paul, it was for many times, it was that for that day and that age. Some of it was prophecy as to what is to come, what would be in this hour. But this year, trying to micromanage and keep this Corinthian church, it was a futile attempt on his part. Amen. So you see other things that took place. Amen. That you'd say he didn't do too good of a job. But he did the best he could. And that's the way people have done, Pentecostal. That's the way church leaders have done. They've tried to tell us how to do this thing. They've tried to instruct us. This is the way to do. That's the way to do. Do it this way or do it that way. Appoint you some deacons. Appoint you some bishops. Appoint you some elders. Point this and point that and do this and do that. It's all a futile attempt to bring past something God's going to bring forth anyway and has brought forth anyway without our feeble help. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, when He come back, bring that little book which He has, and we eat it, we'll have the very mind of Christ. Nobody has to tell us. Amen, because the ministry and the bride's one. Amen, the male and female come together like Adam and Eve. That eternal life is there. Hallelujah, and that's what's taking place now. The church is moving on. Praise God. I'm going to try to hurry here, but I got a few other things I want to say here. All right, here it is in verse 24. But if all prophesy, and they come in, there come in one that is unlearned, that believeth not, or unlearned, he is convinced of all and judge of all. And thus are the secrets of his heart manifest, and so falling down on his faith will worship God and report that God is of the truth. That God is in you of a truth. Now he says to prophesy. That don't mean getting up and say, "Yay, I say I'm going to bless you according to my word." No, it says the thoughts of his heart's manifested. Amen. Hallelujah. Means if it's real prophecy, glory to God, and it's for that person, it'll be something direct and it'll be something that'll bless them. Hallelujah. It won't be quoting Acts 2:38 or St. John 3:16. "Yea, I say unto you that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth should not perish but have everlasting life." You can stop. I'll just read John 3:16. Amen. See, that ain't prophecy. That's written word, see. Amen. But he said that the heart, the secrets of the hearts are manifest. Amen. Then that'll work, see. All right, let me get another in here. I could stay a little more on these, but I'm getting down to a certain point here. All right, that's verse 25, getting verse 26. How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you has a psalm, has a doctrine, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done decently in order. In other words, every time you come to church, everybody's got a dream. Everybody got an interpretation. Everybody got a prophecy. Everybody got something here. He said, let all things be done decently in order. Amen. Everyone's got a tongue. Everyone's got an interpretation. No, that ain't what God's doing. He's perfecting His bride. Amen. His wife is married to Him, and we're going off to glory. Hallelujah. You say, preacher, ain't you afraid you'll blaspheme the Holy Ghost talking like that? I'm afraid I'll blaspheme the Holy Ghost if I don't talk like this. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is real. He's moving. And let me tell you something about Jesus Christ. You Pentecostal people and a lot of other people might not know. He's very sensible. Amen. Is that right? He ain't insane. He said, when you come in, everybody talking in tongues. He said, the stranger come in, they, these folks are mad. These people are crazy. Listen at them. Amen. No, Jesus Christ will come in your heart and make you a new creature. You'll grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. He'll baptize you into that body of Christ, take you in His bride chamber. Glory to God. Change you in a moment, twinkling of an eye, and take you to glory with Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he says further here, if any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most three, and that by course, and do it that by course, not all at the same time, and let one interpret. You know what the Pentecostals are doing this modern Pentecostal day? If they put two or three or four get started talking tongues, walk up and shake them a little bit. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Say, if you one going to speak in tongues, let the other interpret. Hey, don't have this bunch of nonsense going on here. Hallelujah. He even tried to micromanage the church and tell them who could speak in tongues, when they could speak in tongues, what the interpretation was. Amen. Jesus Christ is the one that does that. Amen. He does it by His Spirit. And when He does it, you don't have to try to micromanage. Amen. And tell everybody when to talk in tongues, how much to talk in tongues. Amen. Not over two or three do it, you know. I'll bet that was a mess, the church was. He had to tell them, not over three of you, and don't do it all at one time. Lord have mercy. You folks, the people look at you and they say, you're totally insane, you're crazy. Amen. Said, this is the way. If you're going to talk in tongues, you got a gift talking tongues. Said, don't do it. Maybe at the most, he says, at the far end of the scale, at the most three, and let one interpret. I tell you, that put a stop to a lot of it. Unless they give some people interpret tongues no matter what. Somebody talking tongue, time they get through talking tongue, they're going to hit the floor. Yea, saith the Lord, I'm with you, and I'm going to bless you today, and I'm going to be with you, and you're going to know that I'm with you. Hallelujah. Somebody else speaking tongue, nothing jumped up and said a similar thing. Amen. He said, if the heart, the thoughts of the heart's made known, then they'll go down. Amen. Is that right? Let me not get off. Let me see, I'm trying to stay with this now and keep right on the straight line. Don't want to get too. Amen. He says, but if there be no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church and let him speak to himself and God. He's saying, hey, if God wants to speak to you, hey, cut that volume down, what he's saying. You sit there rejoicing in the Lord. If you open your mouth, it might come out in tongue, but it ain't the time, ain't the place. Amen. He said, speak to yourself and God. Let him that talk in tongues, that you don't know there's an interpreter there, amen, just hold back on it and let the Lord just bless your soul. Paul, you're not doing a very good job managing it. But this is your best attempt. But Paul, it's a futile attempt to control this. Amen. Tell them be led by the Spirit. Tell them that all this, mostly what's going on, is nonsense. Tell them get Christ formed in their heart. Amen. And then get that Word of God built in them. Amen. And not say, can't but two of you talking tongues. Can't but not at the most three. And one of you better interpret if you're going to talk in tongues. Amen. Let's let Jesus Christ, He's come back now. See, He's come back now. Now He's directing the church and it's working out 100% right. We've reached the maturity. We've reached perfection. We're baptized into the body. We're married to Christ. He's the bridegroom. We're eating a little book. Hallelujah. And we're prophesying. And prophesying is speaking about the Word of God. It's not just in church. It's all over. It just comes right out of our heart. Amen. I won't get to these preachers. How many he said could preach and so on. Okay, let me get to verse 29. Oh yeah, here it is. I want you to watch this. He even had to tell who could prophesy and who. You know why? Because they're just running wild. If they had a dozen preachers, a dozen preachers, they got up and preached. They think, I'm a preacher, I come to church, I'm supposed to preach. No, you're not. Some people need to sit down and listen and learn. Amen. Not to get them preach. I tell you, if you thin out what preachers really call of God, there'd be few and far between. Can you say amen? Amen. Everybody say I'm a preacher. Most of them is mama call and papa sin. Amen. This young man told me here a while back, not young anymore, but when he was young, he says, my grandma says, she said, that little boy there's going to be a preacher one of these days. So he had to keep on and get so he could start trying to preach a little bit. Well, I tell you, if God called you to preach, you don't worry about it. Amen. He will bring it to pass in your life, whether grandma said it or mama said it or papa sent you to school or anything. Can you say amen? I tell you, the reason is ain't very many preachers that's called of God. Amen. God don't need all that. But here in the church, there was a bunch sitting around, and they used the words, you can exchange prophets or preachers here. He said, let the prophets speak, two or three, and let the others judge. Well, if it's Jesus speaking, don't have nobody judge, see. Amen. What are you saying here? You got all these people supposed to be preachers. At the most, and you got all these people to claim to be talking in tongues, have the gift. He put a limit on that thing. Amen. Then he says, if anything be revealed to another that says by, let the first holy speak. For all may prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all be comforted. And then Paul finished up by saying this, and the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. In other words, the Spirit hit me and I got to hit the floor. Yeah, but the question is, what kind of Spirit hit you? Amen. And Paul said, oh, you ain't going to, ain't no, that you're just like a bunch of kids, he said. That will hop the verse with that. In malice be ye children. Amen. That's why it is malice. Let me find that scripture there. But in knowledge, say, amen. We just read that scripture. Don't say that you might want to read. But in malice, don't be children. Amen. But in knowledge. Amen. Well, you read it. I just quoted it. Yes, this verse 20. Brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit in malice, be children. But in understanding, be men. In other words, show some maturity. Amen. Is that what he's saying? You're acting like a bunch of children. Amen. Got 14 preachers here, so we got to have 14 sermons today. Well, you can have 14 or 15 or whatever you want to do. I'm out of here. Amen. Just like went to a funeral up there, Cagle's funeral home there. Amen. And I don't know how many preachers they had in there. One of them jumped up, another jumped up, another jumped up. That was a little boy that just a real small, 3 or 4 year old, I guess. I sat there for an hour or two, and Billy sat there for a while. He got up, and Joanne, I looked around, here she went. So, they said they went for till about 6 o'clock that evening. The funeral director said, look, if you're going to bury this boy, you folks got to shut up. Because we got to get him buried before dark. The police out there waiting, the director traffic had been sitting out there 4 hours waiting for you people, carrying on like a bunch of heathen. Amen! And I was there, I heard part of it. Amen, I'll tell you, a lot of people, they claim they're preachers. Amen, they act more like, to me, they've just escaped from some kind of insane institute. Amen! Glory to God! Can you say amen? Somebody said, don't blaspheme, Brother Ben. I'm not. Amen! Glory to God! Glory to God! But here he says, now you don't have, you got prophets there, which claim to be prophets. Said, they'll not have over 2 or 3 of them there. And said, also, all of them can speak one to one if they're edifying, and they can do what's right. Amen. Paul tried to micromanage this. Amen. If it was me in this hour, I'd probably say, sit down and shut up. Amen. We're not here to hear you bump your gum for a half a day. Amen. Glory to God. But Paul wanted to be gracious to him, but it went on, it fell away anyway. I had to tell him who could speak in tongues, who couldn't, who could prophesy, and who couldn't, and all this, that, and other, tried to keep it straight. Brother and sister, now I got news for you, Paul. Thank you for the good job you've done. Thank you for laying the foundation. But now Jesus Christ has come. Amen. He's directing the church. He's leading us. He's guiding us. Amen. He's baptized into the body. He gave us His mind. Praise God, and we've come through maturity. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, eat that little book and then prophesy. The thing about it, they were trying to prophesy without eating the little book. Amen. Paul had to tell them who couldn't, when to and when not to. Amen. You eat the little book, it'll give you some sense. How many knows it? I'm talking Revelation 10 and 11. Thou shalt prophesy again. Amen. Alright, the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets, he said. In other words, he says, just because you're a preacher, you don't have to jump up every time there's a break in service. You don't have to hit the floor like some dummy. Amen, he said the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. Amen, if your spirit ain't subject to you, Solomon said you're like a city without a wall. The enemy come in, a man that can't control his spirit. Oh, I feel it. Well, I tell you what, a lot of people feel a lot of things. You'll have to feel something one of these days you ain't going to want to feel. Amen, glory to God. God's cleaning His church. He's purifying the son of the Levite. He's teaching some Holy Ghost sin. He's letting them know this is real, this is right. The move's on for the bride. There's a group of people eat the book. Amen. We got the mind of Christ baptized into the body of Christ. And the bride's rolling on. Amen. How many would say amen? Amen. Paul's futile attempt to micromanage the church. Who can prophesy? Who can preach? Who can talk in tongues? When to prophesy? When to talk in tongues? When to do this? Well, Brother Brown done the same thing. He failed too. Brother Jackson done the same thing. Amen. And told him there's people in Brother Jackson's church right now. Somebody's speaking in tongues. Now, Brother Jackson had a true gift of God. He'd talk in tongues. When somebody talked in tongues, he usually talked in tongues behind. He interpreted. Well, they got one up now. When somebody talking tongues, this other fellow, Brother Jackson, done going to be with the Lord. Other fellow jump up and he'll talk in tongues too and he'll interpret. And they all say, yea, I say unto you, my little children. Just exactly like Brother Jackson said in the original. Amen. You can't impersonate this thing. You can't fake this thing. Go with Jesus. It's right. The church being perfected. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. All right. Praise God. There's a lot more of this. Amen. Over in the eastern countries. Oh yeah, verse 35 says, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches." Then over in the Middle Eastern countries, like I said, sometimes the women got to walk 6 foot behind. Amen. This was just coming out of the Old Testament. When in the Old Testament, a woman served on the lower level, she didn't have much right. So, Paul, he says here, he said, "Let your women keep silent in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak. But they are commanded to be in obedience, as also saith the law." Thank you for telling us that, Paul. But I got news for you. They're not under the law anymore. Hallelujah. Is that right? Amen. If every woman come in here and sit down and wouldn't speak, I'd think, "Hey, what's wrong with you folks? You mad or something? What's wrong?" Amen. Won't sing, won't testify. No, Paul was just that age coming out of the Old Testament. And the Old Testament, that's the way. And they do stuff like that in the Middle East, too. That's why I told you that about in Africa, where they put the women on one side. Yeah. And the women, they tote the load, and the men, I ain't going to get on that, though. I tell you what, because I've done had too many run-ins with the preachers over there on these things. Amen. Brother and sister, God give us a great country here. Amen. I'm glad to be living here 2,000 years later in a Western country. Amen. Where a woman can obey God. Amen. But then even later on, see, that was Priscilla and Aquila. They got this man named Apollos and talked to him, explained the Word of God more perfectly. Amen. Paul was trying to get this. He was trying to micromanage this church, and there may be some women in there jump up, and you couldn't say a word without them jumping up and carrying on for a while. So he said, "Let them women keep silent." Amen. But a lot of people try to bring it up to our day and apply it to us. That don't apply. Amen. That was Paul's instruction here. That was Paul's futile attempt to micromanage the bride of Christ when the church had to fall away. Now the bride's back again, and Christ is managing the bride just fine, and the women can testify. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord. Prophesy. See, the man and woman has come together. Christ and the church has come together and become one. Amen. Masculine and feminine. Hallelujah. Paul would have a little bit of a hard time separating this out. But it just wasn't for his day. Amen. Praise God. Aren't you glad you're living in this end time? When the Word of God's coming forth in its full power, full revelation of it. Amen. I don't know how much further to go with this. Amen. I guess you folks are ready to go anyway. Keep going. You're in trouble now. Everybody says he was about to quit if you kept your mouth. Amen. All right, let me get nothing then, yeah. Amen. All right. Verse 35. "If they'll learn anything, let them ask their husband at home, for it is a shame for a woman to speak in church." Okay. Thank you, Paul, for telling us that. But we're not in the Middle East. We're not 2,000 years back. We're up here at the end time when Christ is in the woman just like He is with the man. Amen. When God anoint women to say, give words of inspiration, same as He does men. Amen. They got sense enough to know where to leave it, where to take it, because it's not them that do it, but it's Christ in you that doeth the speaking. Amen. All right. Says what? "Come the word of God out from you, or came it unto you only?" Amen. Paul said, "I've got the word now." I'm going to tell you folks what to do. And he did for that time period. But thank God, Paul, he didn't bring Paul back, but he got the same type ministry for our day, our age, to not only to lay the foundation, but to bring it to perfection, see? Hallelujah. If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge the things which I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. Now, Brother Brown put the gifts in the back room. He said, now, I think that this is the way they did it in the early church. No, it wasn't Brother Brown. Brother Brown used those saying to get them shut up so he could preach rather than to lay the hammer down. See, it wasn't his time. See, so he said, you folks, this all talking in tongues and this out here in prophecy. He said, if y'all going to do it, get back, come 30 minutes early and get back in the room, do that. Well, there ain't no word for that. That was his excuse of getting it done. Say, well, amen. But see, when God get ready to do it, He brings it to pass. And these problems we don't have because the Lord moves on each one. We're baptized into the body. All right, let me hurry here. If any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongue. He said, let all things be done decently in order. And I'm not even going to get through here on this all I could say, but I'm going to let you go here. Amen. How many see Paul try his futile attempt to micromanage the church? Tell everybody when to stand up, when to sit down, when to talk in tongue, when not to, how many could talk in tongue, how many couldn't talk in tongue, amen, and all that. Well, amen, I tell you, no wonder Paul wrote and said, I'm made up in my body that which is likened of the suffering of Christ. No wonder the poor man, he had a rough time trying to keep them Gentiles in line. But now Jesus come back. Amen. But what he done, he prophesied. When he was put in prison there for 2 years, we got the best writing Paul ever done because he weren't shackled with all this stuff that he had to wrestle with every day. He got over there and got his mind on God and wrote Ephesians, Colossians, Philippians, amen, and Hebrews and all these things. And brother, are they good? Amen. It's prophetic for our day and our time. Amen. So are we here to micromanage you and tell you what to do and how to do? No, we're here to say we're baptized into the body of Jesus Christ, get the mind of Christ. Amen. Amen. And we ain't seen nothing out of order either. Because God orders this, see. When God does it. Amen. But see, Paul, in his day, the church was falling away, see. God knew it was going to fall away. Paul might not have did it at that time. So he tried to tell everybody what to do, and he did it. Now I'm saying this in closing. He did it according to the custom of that day and time he lived in. At one time he says, better to be a virgin than not get married. If you're not married, don't get married. Amen. And so I wish every man was like me, because he wasn't married and so on like that. Amen. And at that time, at least. But here's the thing about if we'd obeyed Paul about 100 years, everybody would have been off the scene. There'd be no human being left. Because nobody'd get married. All the girls be virgin. And that church is a virgin till she married to Christ. Now she'd become one with Him. She speaks for him, man and woman. Hallelujah. Amen. With a fivefold ministry to direct the way under the Holy Ghost. God bless you today. Amen. How many sees Paul's futile attempt to micromanage the church? It tells us, don't try to micromanage what God's doing and tell everybody you do this, this is the will of God for you and that's the will of God. One young man called me. Said, I want to know if my name's in the book of life. I said, what kind of question is that? He said, you said you could tell if somebody's name were in the book of life. So I don't know if my name's in the book of life. Amen. So I said, man, you're talking to the wrong one here or something like that. He wrote me a letter that scolded me. Barbara remembered the letter. Scolded me because I wouldn't say your name's on the book of life and you're one of them. Amen. Your name's on the book of life and you're one of them if you can believe this word and walk with Jesus. Amen. If your name's on the book of life, I'll tell you, this is the only thing I can tell you about. It was there before the foundation of the world. How many believe it? Amen. So God bless you today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Just thank you for granting us this privilege to come together in your name, Lord, to worship you in spirit and truth. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you'll take these words and you'll use them for your glory. And may it help us, Lord. May it help us to understand. May it help the people here to understand, Lord, that we're living in the last day where Jesus Christ, amen, the Christ of the Bible, has descended back. We're baptized into the body. Now you've given us the little book and you've given us the gospel that'll fit the hour and day we're living in. Bless the people now. Help each one, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Amen. I won't say this, won't be on the message here. A man came to me, asked me a question, said, Brother Ben, do you think I've got the Holy Ghost? Do you think I'm saved? He said, I ain't never talked in tongues. Well, you don't have to. Amen. Tongues are one of the gifts. There's nine others, say. Amen. You might not have raised anybody from the dead. You might not ever laid hands on somebody and prayed for them to get healed. You might not have the gift of wisdom, knowledge, the gift of healing, or anything like that. Amen. These nine gifts are for the body. They're in Christ. They're in the body, but you ain't going to have them all, see. But if you got Christ, He can work them through you. God bless you. Amen. All right. Let us stand, please.